And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Shiur tonight, which is in Pirkei Avos. We're picking up in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. That's Chapter 3, Mishnah 10. And we're on page 560 or 561 in the Hebrew-English art scroll. Mishnah says as follows, Rebbe Dostoy Bar Yanai, Mishum Remeir Omer. Rebbe Dostoy Bar Yanai, who was a Talmud, a student of the famous Rabbi Meir, says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Kol shochech dover echad mimishnaso, anyone who forgets even a single thing from his Torah learning, male olav hakosuv ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. The Torah considers that person as if he's liable for his soul, as if he's responsible for something terrible which will happen to him. How do we know that? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Raki shomer lecha, ushmar nafshecha me'od, watch over yourself, guard your soul exceedingly, pentishkach es advarim asher ro'einecha, lest you forget the things which your eyes saw. So Rav Meir interpreted this Pasuk to refer to anything having to do with the Torah, any Torah that you learned and that you forgot, could chas v'shalom put your soul itself in danger. Shmar nafshecha me'od, guard your soul exceedingly. Yochol afilu takfa olav mishnaso, might you think that this is true even if the learning was just too difficult for you and it was just too difficult to keep from forgetting? Talmud lomar, so to address that, the pasuk continues and says, ufen yosuru milavavcha koy mechayecha, lest you forget the things which your eyes saw, and lest they be removed from your heart all the days of your life. So the notion of removing the words of Torah from your heart, which the Pasuk speaks about, says the Mishnah means, so eino mischayev benafsho ad sheyeshev v'yesirei milibo. So this terrible punishment that the person is held responsible for his own soul, that there's some kind of guilt which he brings upon himself by forgetting his learning, is only applicable when he actively sits, that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah, when he actively sits and removes them from his heart. The Mishnah sounds like it's saying that the person is only culpable if he makes an active effort to forget that which he learned, which is an interesting concept. What does it mean to make an active effort to forget what he learned? We'll see that although that's what the Mishnah sounds like, in a simple sense, that the person has to proactively try to forget, whatever that means, we'll see that the Mefarshim do not interpret the Mishnah in that way, as we'll see in just a moment. This Mishnah extols the importance of remembering Torah and doing one's utmost not to forget the Torah which one has learned. The Sfas Emes, quoted by the Shalmei Moshe, makes the following beautiful comment upon our Mishnah. And it fits in with the theme that we've explored a number of times, that the particular Tanoim who make statements in Pirkei Avos lead lives which reflect those statements. So again, the statement over here is made by Rabbi Dostoy, Rabbi Yanai, but he's quoting his Rabbi, Rabbi Meir. So it's ultimately it's Rabbi Meir's statement that extols the importance and the critical importance of not forgetting the Torah one learns and remembering it as much as possible. So says this Sfas Emes, the Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Yilches Amud Beis that Rabbi Meir, who was a sofer, once found himself in a place where there were no svarim and he needed a Megillah Esther. So I guess it was coming up to Purim. So, okay, no problem. Rabbi Meir sat down and he wrote out from memory Megillah Esther. So comments the Sfas Emes, besides seeing that Rabbi Meir was a sofer and a very talented sofer, we see that obviously he had a tremendous memory and, you know, knew significant portions of Torah by heart. He was able to write out the entire Megillah Esther without having to consult any external svarim. So says the Sfas Emes, such a person, a Rebbe Meir, who clearly in his own life exemplified this notion of just remembering what he learned, not forgetting, is certainly qualified. He's the right person to be making the statement about the importance of remembering Torah and doing one's utmost not to forget it. In commenting on this Mishnah, Rabbi Ovadia Mibar Tanura, the preeminent commentary on Mishnayos, notes that what our Mishnah is really telling us is the importance of Chazara, the importance of review. Chazal very, very often extol the importance of Chazara, of review. They say a person who learns but doesn't review what he learned, it's like you're planting but you're not reaping the crop when it comes up. Chazal emphasize over and over again that the only way to really, really learn something, to even begin to learn something, is to review it. They speak of reviewing many, many times. Gemara famously says, "Ein odomim yishashano pirko mea pa'amim lishano pirko mea v'chad pa'amim." You can't compare somebody who learns something and reviews it 100 times to someone who learns it and reviews it 101 times. And the Bar Tanura over here writes that basically that's what Reb Dostai Ber Reb Yanai is saying over here. You know, we're not just talking about forgetting because you're forgetful. If you're forgetting, that means that you're not doing a proper job doing chazara, reviewing the Torah that you learned. He writes, "B'shvil shelo chazar aleh kol ha'shochech dover ochem mishnaso." If you forget something from your learning, so again, kilu mischayev benafsho, it's you're held guilty for your crime. So writes the Bar Tanura, "B'shvil shelo chazar aleh," because you didn't properly review it. Malin alav kilu mischayev benafsho. Why is this person considered as if he's committed some kind of terrible, terrible sin of guilt? I mean, after all, okay, so you didn't chazer, you didn't review. Why is that so terrible? So writes the Bar Tanura, "Shemitoch shechachaso hubala hatiras iser." The potential results of not reviewing properly are catastrophic, because if you don't properly remember your Torah, it's quite likely, or even inevitable, that you will come to allow something which is prohibited. You know, I saw it in a sefer once. I think it was okay. Maybe it was okay. I don't remember exactly. Yeah, it was actually awesome. V'nimseis takolo ba'al yodo. And, you know, if you follow through on your mistaken memory, or you tell someone to act based on your mistaken memory, so it ends up you're going to either lead yourself or someone else astray. V'shigigaso olezodom. And although you acted, you know, you were not, it was not a premeditated act of going against the halacha, you simply made an error, but it was an error which was an error of negligence. You should have been more careful. You should have been aware of the halacha. You should have reviewed the halacha. And it turns out that your lack of care, your negligence, led to the halacha being violated. So that's mischayev ben nafsho. Inami, alternatively, writes the Bar Tanura, ki'ilu mischayev ben nafsho lefi sha'osa mishna ha'isa mishamrasa. An alternative explanation of the Mishnah. Why is it so terrible to forget something? Because all of the Torah which I learn protects me, but it only protects me as long as I remember the Torah. Fascinating idea from the Bar Tanura. It's not the Torah that you learned, past tense, which protects you. It's the Torah which you know, which you have in your back pocket, which protects you. So if you learn Torah, but then you forget that Torah, the power of that Torah to protect you disappears. So writes the Bar Tanura. And that's what the Mishnah means. Kol ha'shochech dover mimishnaso ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. If you forget something from your learning, you are exposing yourself to danger. You are making yourself vulnerable. That's what it means that you're mischayev benafsho. Your guilt is something which is of your own doing. Your vulnerability is something which is of your own doing. Because had you remembered the Torah would have protected you. The importance of reviewing what you learned, as brought out by this Mishnah, and parenthetically there's a parallel Gemara in Masechet Menachos, which quotes essentially the same source, Menachos Daf Tzadi Tes. This Mishnah is quoted by the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitch, the Alta Lubavitch Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, in his Shulchan Aruch HaRav. There in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, starting with Halacha Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav quotes this Mishnah, and he elaborates at some length on this Mishnah, about how this Mishnah is really setting down the crucial value of chazara, of review, as part of the obligation of Talmud Torah itself. There he writes, he puts in a couple of words into the Mishnah, says the Baal HaTanya, anyone who forgets something from his learning because he didn't properly review, he's considered as if he's guilty for his own soul. Again, that's the language of our Mishnah. And then, quoting the Mishnah, the Gemara in Menachos, he adds, "Become over belav shel Torah." And not only is he held culpable, but he's also, on a very technical level, violated a lav, a lo sa'aseh, a negative commandment. That's, after all, the pasuk which is quoted by the Mishnah. If you don't review your Torah learning sufficiently, says the Baal HaTanya, again quoting the Gemara in Menachos, you are guilty of violating a lo sase daraisa, a Torah, a negative Torah prohibition that comes from the Torah itself. And then he continues as follows: V'gam achshav shenichtav haTorah shebaal peh. So you might say, perhaps this only applies in the days before the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah, was written down. After all, in those days, if you forgot something, potentially, you'd never be able to retrieve that information. If the information was entirely oral and memorized, and you forgot it, so it might be gone forever? In a somewhat similar sense, Rav Huttner, in his Pachad Yitzchak to Shavuos, to the Yontif of Shavuos, quotes the Brisker Rav as saying that the Mishnah is primarily focused on forgetting something and losing it to the Mesorah. In other words, and again, sort of what the Baal HaTanya is addressing, and we're going to see the Baal HaTanya is going to reject in just a moment, in the days when the Torah was passed down orally, forgetting a piece of Torah potentially meant creating a rift, a breakage in the Mesorah, in the tradition itself. So if you take that point of view, which the Brisker Rav seemed to take in understanding this Mishnah, perhaps you could argue that this halacha doesn't really apply nowadays. When the Torah Shebaal Peh was oral and was not written down, okay, so you forgot something from your learning. It might have been lost forever. But now we have Sfarim. If you forget something, you just go look it up. Says the Baal HaTanya, no, he does not believe that that's true. V'gam achshav shenichtav haTorah Shebaal Peh v'yuchal la'ayin b'svarim masha shochach. Even nowadays, when you can look up what you forgot, ein ze mo'il klum. It doesn't help you get around this prohibition, and it doesn't help you with the terrible sentence, mischayiv b'nafsho, that you are guilty of your own, you've brought guilt upon yourself. Kimiyad sheshochach over belav kodem sheya'ayim. Because you violate the lo sa'aseh, the negative commandment, the minute you forget. Okay, good, you'll go and look up what you forgot. But for that moment when you forgot, you didn't have it. And you violated the lo sa'aseh. And says the Baal HaTanya, the truth is that was true even before the Torah about Shebaal Peh was written down as well. Right? Says the Baal HaTanya, in the days of the Mishnah, in the days before the Mishnah was written down, even if you forgot something, in theory, you could go back to your Rebbe and ask him to teach it to you again. And yet, the Mishnah says that if you forget something, you violate the lo sa'aseh. It's not about the fact that you can't retrieve it. Again, seems like not like this Brisker Rav that Rav Huttner quotes, but the Baal HaTanya says no. It's not about the fact that you can't retrieve it. the very fact that you forgot it at all, even momentarily, means that you violate this lo sa'aseh. Shemitzvah satara lo tishtaneh. V'shinoi hadoros. V'lo yachle v'lo yomir doso le'olomim. Because it's impossible to say that a halacha should change from generation to generation. If in the generation before the Torah was written down, the Torah Shebaal Peh was written down, there was a lo sa'aseh, a negative commandment not to forget anything from one's Torah learning, so too, that applies nowadays, even though the times have changed a little bit. It's interesting to note, that which the Baal HaTanya says sort of matter-of-factly is not so obvious. Just to take one example, one very famous example, we know that the last of the Taryag Mitzvos is that every Jewish man has to write a Sefer Torah for himself. The Rosh famously suggests that nowadays the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah can be fulfilled by acquiring Svarim. Because he says, what is the point of writing down a Sefer Torah? It's not just an arbitrary commandment. The point of writing down the Sefer Torah is that you should have a Sefer Torah at hand that you can learn out of. Okay, I don't have to write down a Sefer Torah to learn Chumash nowadays. I can go into a Svarim store and buy a Chumash for $15, and I'm set. So the Rosh suggests that nowadays, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, writing down a Sefer Torah, might be fulfilled by buying Svarim. And although there is a Machlokes Achronim as to how to understand what the Rosh is saying, there are Achronim who say that the Rosh's intent is that there is no longer a mitzvah of writing down a Sefer Torah. It's not simply that he means to supplement the mitzvah of writing down a Sefer Torah. The Rosh means to supplant the mitzvah of writing down a Sefer Torah. So according to the Rosh, changing times, at least in certain cases, sometimes can change, even a mitzvah d'araisa, again, in certain circumstances. So that, you know, that which the Baal HaTanya says, matter-of-factly, it can't be that the halacha would change once the Torah Shebaal Peh was written down, is not so obvious necessarily, but that certainly is what the Baal HaTanya is saying. The person has an absolute obligation to review his learning and to do his utmost to make sure that he doesn't forget. So then continues the Baal HaTanya. V'al yomar ha-shocheach dover echon. Ilu lo lamadati dover ze lo nischayavti benafshi. V'loma ischayav kishalamadati v'shochachti. Everybody's a lamdan. Says the Baal HaTanya, wait a minute. Person might very well easily say as follows. So if I learn and I forget, I subject myself to culpability. So you know what? I won't learn. That's the better solution. If I wouldn't have learned the thing to begin with, if I wouldn't have learned this piece of Torah to begin with, I wouldn't have put myself into this precarious situation of learning and forgetting. So rather than learn and forget, I should not learn. Right? So intuitively we know that that's wrong, that can't be. But why is that? So writes the Baal HaTanya, Ki be'emes ilu lo lama dover ze, lo male alav akosuf bilavod ki ilu mischayiv benafsho, elo hoya mischayiv benafsho mamish. Says the Baal HaTanya, don't think that you can just say, well, I'm not going to learn. Because as he says so beautifully and poignantly, if I learn and I forget, it's ki ilu mischayiv benafsho. It's as if he's culpable for having brought guilt upon his soul. But if he doesn't learn, it's not ki'ilu, it's not as if he's culpable for bringing guilt upon his soul, it's mischayev benafsho. He brings guilt upon his soul. There's no simile being used over here. If a person doesn't learn, he makes a firm commitment that he's not going to learn, he damages his soul. Shekol mi she'efshar lo laharbos lahosuf bilimudo be'inyan shelo yishkach bozeh ma shelomad kvar nei shekvar chazer alimudo karoy ve'eino mosif. If a person has the opportunity to learn more than he knows already and he doesn't do so, afal pi she'eino misbato mitalmud Torah elo chozer tomid ala rishonos shelo ibnei chashash shichacha The Baal Tanya says over here something which is incredible but is a little bit frightening. Says the Baal Tanya as follows. Imagine a person who reads our Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and he says, you know what? You've convinced me. I don't want to ever forget that which I learned. So you know what? I'm going to learn something and I'm going to review it and review it and review it. I'm going to know it very well. And for the rest of my life, my Torah study, my Talmud Torah, will consist of reviewing this item, this Torah item, this daf, this mesechta, this sefer, whatever it happens to be. And I don't plan on learning anything else. But I'll be an incredible masmid. I'm going to sit from morning to night, and I'm going to review this one piece of Torah over and over and over again. And that way, so, you know, the person might think, I have the best of all worlds. I'll never forget the learning that I'm doing, because I learned this one thing, and I just learn it constantly. So I won't be guilty of HaShokheach Dover Echad Mimishnaso. I won't be guilty of forgetting that which I learned. And I'll be in complete fulfillment of the highest levels of Hasmada, of diligence in Torah learning. Because after all, I'll be in fulfillment of V'hogisa bo yomam v'layla, the pasuk which was said to Yoshua, you should meditate on these words of Torah day and night. I'll be busy learning constantly. Okay, so I'm not going to cover any new material, but you know, I love this daf. I love daf gimel amid beis. I'm just going to sit and review daf gimel amid beis for the rest of my life. So says the Baal HaTanya in a scary fashion. The guy who says that is not ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. He is mischayev benafsho. He subjects himself, Rachmana Litzlan, to a terrible penalty of guilt. And he quotes the statement of Hillel HaZaken in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, which is read at this past Shabbos, Udelo Mosif Yosef. The person who doesn't add to his Torah learning will, Rachmana Litzlan, be taken away from this world. In other words, says the Baal HaTanya, you actually have a triple obligation when it comes to Talmud Torah. There are three dimensions of the mitzvah of learning. You have to learn time-wise as much as you possibly can. You have to constantly be looking to expand the extent of your Torah knowledge. And you have to review in order that you not forget your Torah knowledge. If you neglect any one of those three pillars of Torah study, setting aside as much time as possible to learn, looking to learn new things, and looking to preserve the things that you know already, if you neglect any one of those three aspects, you are tremendously derelict in your obligation of Talmud Torah, perhaps even to the point where you can be called to task in a very, very severe way by the Ribbono Shel Olam for acting in such a fashion. They quote from the Vilna Gaon, who of course was an older contemporary of the Baal HaTanya, that the same way there is Bittul Torah in Kamus, and it's the same way that one can neglect Torah quantitatively, there's also Bittul Torah Be'ekus, there's also qualitative Bittul Torah. If the person is learning a lot, but he's not pushing himself to learn on the qualitative level that he's capable of. Again, the Baal HaTanya here is talking about how the person, you know, enjoys the relative ease of just reviewing what he knows already and not pushing himself to greater heights of knowledge in Talmud Torah. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's considered to be Bittul Torah as well. That's considered to be neglect of Torah as well. It's not just hours on task. It's not just time on task. It's the person should be constantly looking to grow in his knowledge of Torah and his understanding of Torah, and to the extent to which you've basically given up on that, you've given up on not just a nice aspect of Talmud Torah, but you've given up on an essential aspect of Limud HaTorah. So that's a very, very frightening kind of notion that that the Baal HaTanya is putting forward over here. You know, you have to constantly be reviewing, but at the same time, you can't use the constant review as an excuse to set aside your obligation to keep looking for new vistas of Torah understanding. Continues the Baal HaTanya. When do we say when do we say that if you forget your learning you are guilty and violated a lo sase? That's when you're too lazy to properly review. But if it's just too hard for you, meaning you're so busy, let's say making a parnosa, and, you know, again, you're trying to review, but it's just hard to do it. Or, Mishitakfa v'gavra alav, Mishnasam neshe yichamura alav. There's just so much to remember, and you just can't do it. V'lo hoi alo mashachazar ala karoi. You're trying your best, but you just can't do it. Nonetheless, okay, so in that case, you're not going to be held accountable. That, say the Mefarshim, that's the second part of our Mishnah. Right, which we said before sounds like on the simple level means that you're only held accountable when you proactively try to forget. See, all the mefarshim, no, it doesn't mean that. It means that you were too lazy to put in the proper amount of time for chazara. That's yeshev yisirei milibo. You might as well be removing them from your heart if you're not going to review properly. But again, if you're trying your best to review properly, it's just, okay, you know, you're not a superhuman, you can't remember everything. Okay, so then, you know, you can't be held accountable, says the Baal HaTanya. Nonetheless, the Baal HaTanya still has a program and a discussion as to what somebody should do if he has a hard time remembering. Bez Hashem will pick up a little bit tomorrow and finish off this idea from the Baal HaTanya, very, very interesting idea in terms of your obligations to make sure that you don't forget Torah. We'll pick up with that when we continue the Mishnah tomorrow night. But I just want to take a few moments. We'll say Tehillim together, as we always do. Kapitel Tzadi Aleph. Then we'll say Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis, 142. And then we'll make a Misha Berach for the Cholim who need it. So Kapitel Tzadi Aleph, 91. Yoshev B'Seiser Al Yon V'Tzal Shaddai Yislonon Omar L'Adonai Machsim Sudasi Elohai Eftach Bo Ki Hu Yatzil Lecha Mipach Yokush Midever Avos Bevroso Yosech Loch V'sach Haskinofov Tefse Sino V'so Chiro Amito Lo Siro Mipach Adloi Lo Mecheitz Yof Yomom Midever Bofel Yaloch Miketev Yoshut Sorohim Yipomit Sidukhoele for Vavamimineho Eilecholo Yigosh Ragbeinecho Sabir Shilamas Vishoim Tire Kiato Adonai Maxi Elyon Sam Tomyonecho Lo sunai lechoro, v'nega lo yikrav yo lecho. Ki malocho v'yitzav eloch, v'shmarcho v'chol durachecho. Al kapayim yisoncho, pentigof bo even raglecho. Al shachal v'ofes en tidroch, tirmos kefir v'sanin. Kivi choshak v'yafaloteyu Asagiveyu ki yodashimi Yikro'eini v'neyu imono chivitzoro Achalitzeyu v'yachabedeyu Arech yomim aspiyeyu V'yareyu v'shuosi Kuf Membeis 142 Maskil l'dovib Yosov amoros sifilo Koli el Adonai Ezak, Koli el Adonai Eschanon, Eshpach lefonav sichi, Tzorosi lefonav agid. Bisateif olai ruchi, V'yato yodato nesivosi, Barach zu aleich tomenu fachli. Habei yomin arevi, Ein li makir, Avad monos mimeni ein doresh lenafshi. Zoakti elecho Adonai yomarti atomachsi. Chalki v'yeretz achayim. Hashiva v'inosi kidolosi miyod. Hatzileni mirod defai ki omitsu mimeni. Hotzi yomi masker nafshi lo dos eshemecho. V'yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmal oloi. V'yishberach v'osenu Avraham Yitzchak v'yakov Moshe v'yaron David Shlomo yivach v'rapei sacholim. בעבור שבלין אדון עוד מסתוקו, בעבורון, בשכר זה הקודש ברוך הוא ימולי רחמים עליהם, להחליבון רפוסון, להחזיקון, להחיוסון. שלח להם אי רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם, לכל גידיהם. בסוף שור חולי ישראל, רפואה עשה נפש ורפואה עשה גוף. אשתו בעגלו בזמן קורי ונאמר אמן. Wish everybody a lovely evening and bezus Hashem, we'll learn together again tomorrow night.